Om Shanti. 24th September 2019, Tuesday. This is from today's Sakar Murli. Sweet children, transform the bad sanskars in yourselves into good sanskars. Transform the bad sanskars into good sanskars with the power of yoga. The sanskars of knowledge and purity are good sanskars. Sweet children, transform the bad sanskars in yourselves into good sanskars with the power of yoga. The sanskars of knowledge and purity are good sanskars. What are sanskars? Sanskars have got different meanings in Hindu philosophy or Jain philosophy or Buddhistic philosophy. Sanskar word has been used multiple times. The first meaning of sanskars are rituals, ceremonies, rites of passage. For example, in Hinduism, they described about 16 types of sanskars, starting from naming, marriage, death, and so on, or maximum 40 different types of other sanskars. So one of the meanings of the word sanskars is rituals, ceremonies, where it is known as samskar. Sanskars are also known as samskar when they are used as rituals, passages, or ceremonies. And those classical 16 sanskar, upanayan and all that, naming. The second meaning of sanskar, this is a psychological concept, where it means impressions, dispositions, behavioral trait, character, which a person is carrying from birth, which are the imprints on the subconscious mind. So that's another meaning of the word sanskar. And the third meaning, it also indicates spiritual or religious or cultural social heritage. So the three types of three meanings in Buddhism, they are known as sankhars. They are known as, in Pali language, sankhars. So whether they are samskar or they are sanskar or sankhars, they have more or less same meaning. So when Baba says sanskars, it means that second meaning, psychological concept related to karma philosophy. The behavioral trait, the disposition, the imprints, the impressions that is already in the soul or which is developed throughout the life journey through willpower, through yoga power, or through life experiences. So that which a soul is already carrying within, or which a soul is developing through the life, through practice, through experiences, through yoga power, or whatever, new studies, new knowledge, experiences of life. So they are known as sanskars. So that is more related to karma philosophy, concept of karma also. So today Baba is saying, there are some bad sanskars, there are some good sanskars. So convert bad sanskars into good sanskars. And purity and knowledge, these are the good sanskars. So it means impurity and ignorance are bad sanskars. So convert impurity into purity, convert ignorance into knowledge. And all that you have to do with the power of yoga. Yog bal, it is known as the power of yoga. This is one of the greatest powers in spirituality. The other being power of purity. With these two powers, the new world is about to get established. So, one is the power of yoga and another is the power of purity. When these two powers are there, the new world is established. Without these two powers, new world cannot get established. So now, coming to the concept of power of yoga. In today's Sakar Murli, at one point of time, Baba said, when you become Babas, you must change. When you become Babas, you must change. So this concept of yog bal or of power of yoga is not a new one, and it has been mentioned multiple times in scriptures and many other places. But when Baba talks about yoga power, it's entirely different. So before understanding yoga power, we need to understand what is yoga and then link it with power. We give usually those 10 definitions of yoga, where the first is yoga is smriti, awareness. So definitely when we are in awareness, we are more powerful. So yoga power means to stay in the smriti or in the awareness, the stage of awareness that automatically makes us powerful. Because when we are in the stage of oblivion or forgetfulness, we become powerless. The moment we attain smriti, we become powerful. So that means that is an effect of yoga power. The second is yoga means sambandh, relationship. So when you have relationship with God, relationship fortifies, strengthens you. Just as if you have relationship with some VIP, you become important or you are more confident. If somebody knows some minister, that person is little egoistic also, that I know so many VIPs. So when you have relationship with God, you automatically become powerful, and yoga means relationship. The stronger the relationship, the stronger you become. The more you experience God in all relationships, the more power descends upon you. The third, yoga means milan, meeting with God. Yoga means meeting with God. So when you meet somebody who is very powerful, you become powerful. And that is the strength of yoga. Yoga means yatra, pilgrimage. This is the pilgrimage of remembrance. So when you go on this pilgrimage, just as those people, when they go on pilgrimage, they come out, they come back powerful because of the charity and good deeds. Because of the tapasya, because of the solitude and silence, because of the religious reading or spiritual discourses that they heard. So they become powerful. So whenever you go on some pilgrimage, some travel, some yatra, you come out powerful. In the similar manner, yoga is a yatra. It's a spiritual safari. It's a spiritual safari. It's a spiritual excursion. It's a spiritual expedition. It's a spiritual travel. So you come out powerful. And yoga means lost in love. Lagan mein magan. That is the fifth definition of yoga. Yoga means lost in love. So when you are lost in love of the highest, the beloved, the greatest, the most powerful, you will become powerful automatically. And love gives you extra power. Just as those worldly youths, they fear the parents throughout the life. But once they fall in love with somebody, they become powerful. They can answer back to their parents and they even dare to run away. Had they not fallen in love, they would never have dared that. But love gives them extra power. That's a misguided love. That's another thing. Misguided, but don't worry. They become powerful. So love gives you extra power. Somebody who is coward, who can't speak a single word in front of his father. Yes. He becomes lion. He can answer back to his father. Till now he never spoke a single word in his lifetime in front of his father. But the moment he has fallen in love with some girl, he has become so powerful that he can answer back and even dare to run away. It's authority. Love makes you powerful. So if the worldly love can make you so powerful, what about the spiritual love? So that is then yoga power. So these are the five definitions of yoga. Yoga means smriti. Yoga means sambandh. Yoga means milan. Yoga means yatra. And yoga means lagan me magan. So you get lost in love, you become powerful. When you go on pilgrimage, you become powerful. When you have meeting with the highest, you become powerful. And when you have forged a relationship with the highest, you become powerful. And when you are in the stage of smriti, remembrance, automatically you are powerful. Because when you are in the stage of vismriti, oblivion, forgetfulness, you become powerless. These are the first five definitions of yoga. Then, sixth, yoga means soul consciousness and God consciousness. So when you are soul conscious, you are powerful. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba talked about deities as yogis and the people of this world as bogies. They have longer life because they are yogis. They have shorter life because they are bogies. The self-indulgent souls, they are bogies. The self-controlled souls, they are yogis. So when you are soul conscious, automatically you are powerful. Because when you are body conscious, you are weak. So soul consciousness induces extra power. And also God consciousness, because the God's power flows into the soul. So yoga means soul consciousness and God consciousness, and that's why yoga is power. Because these both things make you powerful. The seventh definition of yoga is yoga means attention. So when you are inattentive, you miss so many things and you are less powerful. But when you are extremely attentive, you become powerful. In Sunday's Murli, while talking with teachers, Baba said, you get double lift. What is that? Which is the double lift given to teachers in Sunday's Murli? One is blessing, Vardhan. Second is attention. For what? Recent, yesterday's, day before yesterday's Murli. While talking with teachers, Sevadhari teachers. Teachers means those who get double lift. Double lift means one is blessing and another is attention. That is a double lift. So yoga means attention. And when you are attentive, you become powerful. then you are not attentive, your mind is wandering here and there, you are less powerful. So yoga induces power because it makes you attentive. Yoga means concentration. So when you are concentrated, automatically you are powerful, just as the magnifying glass, when held above the paper starts burning. Otherwise you keep the paper throughout the day in sunlight. It doesn't burn. When the sun rays are focused, concentrated, they become powerful. So yoga means concentration. And concentration means power. That's why yoga power or yog bal. Yoga means surrender, samarpan. The 9th definition of yoga is surrender. So when somebody surrenders totally, integrated surrender, complete surrender, 100% surrender, you don't have to think anything. The one before whom you surrendered, now it is his responsibility to carry you, to make you go ahead. When you surrender in front of the higher power, the power takes you ahead. You don't have to think what I should do, what I should not. And last, yoga means energy transference. Energy transference. The energy from higher power comes towards the lower power. And that's why yoga makes you powerful, because you pull energy, strength, powers from God. So yoga means energy transference. Yoga means a sense of surrender. Complete and integrated surrender. Just as there is a story of pencil and pencil maker, which I had told earlier. The pencil maker was sending the pencil to the outside world, and he told to that pencil that you have to remember 5 things. Since this pencil which he made is going to the world for purchase, sell, marketing, he told the pencil 5 things, 5 rules, 5 laws. The first law was hand yourself over to somebody. So the pencil maker told the pencil that the first thing you have to do is you hand over. You place yourself in somebody's hand. Then you can be useful to humanity. The second is, you will undergo sharpening from time to time. Don't become sorrowful. The world will cut you, but you will become more sharp. That is the second lesson the pencil maker gave to the pencil. The third lesson is, no matter what happens, you continue to write. Don't stop. The fourth lesson the pencil maker gave to the pencil is, what is inside is more important than what is outside. And the fifth lesson the pencil maker gave to the pencil is, if you have written something wrong, you should have the power to erase it. And you can always erase it also. So this is an old pencil maker who gave these 5 teachings to the newly made pencil who was about to embark into this world to start a new journey. So yoga means surrender. And when you surrender totally, it's no more your responsibility now. Just as those people take refuge weaker person goes to the king and says, please, just as in Ramayana it is told, said that Vibhishana, he left the kingdom of Ravan and came to Ram for refuge. So he became fearless because now he is under the canopy of the powerful person. So in the similar manner, when you surrender unto God, you become powerful, and that power is known as yoga power, yogpal. Then concentration, as I said, the more concentrated you are, the more powerful you become. And yoga is a stage of concentration. The more attentive you are, the more powerful you become. So yoga is a stage of attention. Soul consciousness and God consciousness makes you powerful. Because body consciousness and worldly relationship consciousness and soil consciousness and dirt consciousness makes you powerless. There is one Murli where Baba taught about 5 types of dresses. 9th January 1980. Avyakta Murli of 9th January 1980. Baba said, don't wear these 5 types of dresses. 5S. First S, soil, body consciousness. Don't wear this dress. The second is smell, attachments in relationships. Don't wear these dresses. The third is skin, watching skin, seeing sin, chamri. Don't wear this dress. The fourth is stain. Which stain? Bad stain. Seeing each other's imperfections, avgun. In today's word, Baba has used a new word, begun. That's a new word in today's Sakar Murli. And fifth is stain again, but blood stain. That is vikarm. Bad karmas, evil deeds, repeated evil deeds. They are the 5S and 5 types of dresses you should not wear. And wear alaukik, spiritual dress. So that has come in the Murli of 9th January 1980. So, today's essence. Sweet children, transform the bad sanskars into yourselves, into good sanskars with the power of yoga. The sanskars of knowledge and purity are good sanskars. So, you have to do this and imbibe these sanskars. And time is very less. In today's Murli, Baba said, you are just babies. So much work is to be done. You have not done anything, you babies. So a lot of work is to be done. So be fast. Om Shanti.